Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul. And today we'll be talking about Pride and Prejudice, which is being produced by the Alaska Academy of Fine Arts in Eagle River.
And to talk about it, we have the director, Crystal De Jesus, and one of the actors, Regina Lochner, who's playing Elizabeth Bennett. Welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you for having us.
Well, why don't we start out by talking a little bit about what the play is about, Pride and Prejudice, a title we all know by Jane Austen from the novel by Jane Austen. But give us a bit of the background of the story of the play.
Well, Pride and Prejudice is Jane Austen's most famous novel, and as many people know, it's been adapted for film, for BBC, and a short miniseries. It is a tale of, again, misunderstandings, and how we are all subject to pride and prejudice. And especially during the Regency era in England, it was a time period of high society, class distinctions, social, norms and expectations. And during this time, of course, it was the idea that any eligible bachelor was fair game. And really, because women had such limited rights to land and education and those types of things, it was every mother's duty to matchmake her daughters to a better living situation. And so opens the story of Pride and Prejudice, where Mrs. Bennett is trying to marry her daughters to an eligible young Mr. Bingley, who's just come and rent Netherfield Park. So he visits with his sister, Ms. Bingley, and an immediate attachment is formed between Mr. Bingley and Jane, and it's obvious that Mrs. Bennett is going to go ahead and, foster this relationship. Jane is Elizabeth's older sister and known for her beauty and charm, but she's very soft-spoken. Mr. Bingley's friend is Mr. Darcy, who makes a bad impression right off the bat when he comes to visit, and was talked about as being pompous and arrogant and prideful. And of course, Elizabeth Bennett, who is the heroine of this particular story, is immediately turned off by Mr. Darcy. So their first impressions, the impression of Mrs. Bennett, who comes off too strong and gossipy and busybody. And then, of course, Mr. Darcy, who is headstrong, quiet, reserved, but very wealthy. And Elizabeth, who is, not thought of as necessarily the most handsome of the family, leads to a great story where real love in the midst of it, how can it really happen? How does that happen in this situation? So
this is a love story above everything else, I guess you would say.
Absolutely. The love of family, the love of friendship. There's a beautiful friendship between Elizabeth Bennett and Charlotte Lucas that is explored in the play. Sisterly love. Jane Bennett and Elizabeth Bennett have a wonderful bond, and I think many sisters who see this show together, they do think, oh, goodness, I love my sister. In spite of it all, the sisters do have to navigate the same situation, being married off, and they have little control. So they do come together to console one another and to, talk about their situations with one another. And I think it's beautifully developed in this story. Romantic love, of course, and arranged marriages, during that time were not uncommon. It is interesting, though, that Jane Austen herself was never married, and she had the opportunity to be married, sort of an arranged marriage, just like is happening in Pride and Prejudice, but she called it off the next day with the attitude that we don't marry for convenience, for circumstance, for what is expected, but we marry for love. And if by chance we don't find that person that we are romantically connected to, that is our better, our equal, then the alternative is to remain single. And that was her attitude.
And Regina, what part do you play?
I play Elizabeth Bennett, as Crystal said before. She is the heroine, and I think it's amazing to portray her character in the sense that so many things go on around her, so many things are happening, not always directly to her, that affect her, you know, Jane has Mr. Bingley left and left her devastated. And then eventually, as I develop more feelings for Mr. Darcy, to have, you know, Lydia run off and ruin the family's reputation.
So this play has been called a classic story, but also it has many modern topics and themes in a sense. So, Regina, how do you approach this part, being a modern young woman, playing the part of a woman who lived some time ago underneath the rules and regulations of the society in which Elizabeth lives?
It's definitely been really different. I mean, I read the book when I was 9 years old, and after one page, I fell in love with it. But I don't think I truly realized the situation of Jane Austen and how she portrayed her books in her writing until I got to play Elizabeth, because truly, I mean, we think not being able to have our dream job is, you know, awful, but the benefits are, you know, to reap the benefits of the company you're working for, you choose that over perhaps something else that may not cover your insurance, but, you know, will make you happy in the same situation. That's how it was back then, that you didn't really have a choice. You chose your husband based upon what they could do for you and, you know, how that could be advantageous to your family. And so, you know, just to think in America and today, how we're all about dreams and accomplishing what we want in our life and, you know, the pursuit of happiness, that things were so much different then. It was a completely different game. And to have that freedom taken away is just, it's amazing to know the difference and how lucky we are to be in this world we are now.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Regina Lochner and Kristen DeJesus, talking about Alaska Academy of Fine Arts production of Pride and Prejudice. And this is based in Eagle River, so it's not very far from Anchorage.
And Crystal, we were talking a moment ago about this coming from a novel, and this has been portrayed in film, and you mentioned a BBC series as well. Give us some idea of someone who's very familiar with the novel coming to see the play. Of course, it's not going to be the novel, but what can they expect to see that might show them something that they didn't expect from the novel? I know they'll see the characters come to life as the actors portray them, but is there anything about the play that's going to really excite someone who's really a fan of the novel?
I think all the characters are intact in the play. Mrs. Bennet is a character, you know, who I've mentioned before is scheming. She is tactless at many times. She's very immature. And she has quite a big role in the play itself as well. She does, you know, exist in the capacity that she is really the matchmaker and has an influence about even driving suitors away from her daughters because of her reputation. So that's all there. Another difference is that in this particular version of the story, all the action takes place in the Bennet household. So, you know, the balls, when they go away to Mr. Darcy's estate, a lot of that is cut out. And, of course, it's exposed back in the dialogue, the things that have happened or the things that the audience may have missed. Always in the literature, it's so rich. And Jane Austen's writing is very dialogue-heavy, descriptive, beautifully written. Of course, I recommend reading the book, but this play, I believe, does it justice as much as it can in one setting. It's a unit set in the interior of the Bennet home. Also, you know, all the characters, I believe, are true to the book. They're their situations, Lydia and Mr. Wickham's relationship, Elizabeth's and Mr. Wickham's relationship, that's a kind of a love triangle in the story, I think is really nicely portrayed on stage.
I've seen some photographs from the production and noticed that you're using period costumes and trying to make it of the time period. And I have to say, some very beautiful costumes in this show. Can you talk a little bit about the technical elements of the show and how you've strived to bring that time period to life in this time period?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's magical to be able to transport an audience back in time. And this is a period piece, and just like with Shakespeare or any other classical period piece, as a director, you have to figure how does that in and of itself play into the actual telling of the story. We were very lucky to be able to share and borrow costumes from, you know, various places, ACT, Valley Performing Arts, and so, of course, that's a huge benefit to us, the Little Theater in Eagle River. But that being said, we paid very close attention to details, and you'll notice it in the hair pieces, the wraps, shawls, everything that happens.
Well, it sounds like a very exciting show. We're looking forward to seeing it, but unfortunately, we're running out of time right now. And I'd like to thank our guests, Crystal De Jesus, the director, and Regina Lochner, who's playing Elizabeth Bennett in the production of Alaska Academy of Fine Arts, Pride and Prejudice. Thanks for being on Stage Talk.
Thank you for having us.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. Anchorage Community Theater's production of On Golden Pond runs through October the 28th, with performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
The Alaska Theater of Youth will be auditioning next week for their Christmas productions, A Christmas Carol and The Best Christmas Ever. Auditions are next Tuesday and Wednesday from 5:30 to 8:30 at the ATY Rehearsal Hall, 610 West Fireweed. For information, call 338-4901 or go to admin@alaskatheaterofyouth.org.
At Cyrano's, Red Hot Patriot, The Kick-Ass Wit of Molly Ivins, opens tonight and runs through October the 21st. This is a one-woman show played by Elizabeth Ware. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
UAA Theater presents Hot and Throbbing, a play for adults only by Paula Vogel. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3 through October 21st. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
Alaska Theater of Youth will present Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr., opening tonight and running through October 20th at the Alaska Center for Performing Arts Sidney Lawrence Theater. For information, contact 263-ARTS or www.centertix.net. And in full disclosure, I'm the proud director of this show.
In Eagle River at the Alaska Academy of Fine Arts, Pride and Prejudice runs through October 20th, with performances Friday and Saturday at 7. For information, call 694-8909 or go to akfineArts.org.
You know, each and every day on KSKA, we provide outstanding journalism, thoughtful analysis, and special music. And on Friday afternoons, you can hear about local theater on Stage Talk.
Call now with your pledge or pledge online. Call 550-8484 or outside of Anchorage, call toll-free to 800-478-8526 or go to the web at alaskapublic.org.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.